The community has lost a legend. Jim Schilling died last Saturday. His many friends gathered yesterday for funeral services at the Knox United Methodist Church. He was an extraordinary community activist and public citizen. He earned the respect of all of Stark County. I went to high school with Jim. He lived his entire life on the Schilling Farm just north of Knox. I knew his family, his uncle Elmer, threshing wheat with a steam engine just a mile down the road from my house, and his Aunt Effie, my teacher in high school. Jim had a love of local history and preservation of history, and that love was contagious. I just hope I might manifest someday that same love of local history that Jim Schilling had. He was the one who persuaded me to accept the position of Stark County historian. Since his so-called retirement, that was 20 years ago, Jim Schilling has been a full-time volunteer. More than that, a leader, a prime mover in many of the community projects. He's been recognized for his volunteerism many times. He was awarded the Henry F. Schwicker Award for Service Before Self. He was always thinking of ways to improve the community. He received the Purdue Alumni Citizenship Award, the Indiana Prairie Farmer Master Farmer Award, the PCA Distinguished Service Award. His recognition even continued after his passing on the eve of his funeral service, Thursday. Jim and his wife Melba were inducted into the Society of Innovators. Some of the achievements he is most proud of, I'm sure, was the Gateway Project at the entrance of Knox, the restored depot, the tower, the trails in Wythogan Park. Yes, the community mourns his passing, along with his widow, Melba, his son, Brad, who lives in Yonkers, New York, his daughter and son-in-law, Brenda and Mark Crom of Knox, and his grandchildren, Kaylee and Carson Crom. Jim Schilling left a legacy of volunteerism that'll be hard for any of us to match. James Wellington Schilling. Now I finally know what the W stood for. Farmer, businessman, historian, and community leader will be missed, and he will be long remembered. I'm Ed Hasner.